Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is decluttering expert Ingrid Janssen. She's going to be giving us some tips and inspiration on how to declutter our homes for the new year. How are you, Ingrid?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm all good. Thank you.
It's lovely to have you with us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too and all of your listeners. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Did you have a good festive season?
I did. I went, well, not home for the first time since 2 years, but of course I didn't see my family for two Christmases. So aww. I feel very lucky to have seen all of my lovely friends and family over the Christmas holidays. I'm so happy about that.
Oh, lovely. Well done. So the beginning of a new year is a good time for people to kind of make New Year's resolutions, kind of reevaluate their lives, things that are going on in their relationships, in their home. And kind of think, okay, what changes can I make? How can I make things better? And in their homes, decluttering and getting kind of clean and organized, it's the perfect time of year to do it, isn't it?
It is definitely. And I think what we see a lot is that people start to think right after Christmas, oh, they look around and they go, what happened here? It's December has just been absolutely crazy. But then you get into this funny kind of no man's land between Christmas and New Year, and people are wanting to make changes. But I think a lot of people have to rest up as well from just having a very, very busy couple of weeks behind them. And then you get the new year, and then you get this buzz of, wow, it's a new year, it's a new month, it's a new week. Let's think about what we want to achieve this year. What are our goals? What is our vision? And a lot of people then have to think about their homes and their lives and their calendars and their diaries and all of their social media as well that they're doing. I already had somebody on the Facebook group say, I've decluttered loads of people on my Instagram. Why am I following 2,500 people? So it's not only homes anymore. It goes a lot further than only stuff. But yes, the stuff impacts us the most. The digital clutter you see less of, you know, you don't feel it as much. But when you wake up in the morning and you look around and you see a whole cluttered bedroom, or you want to make yourself a cup of tea in the kitchen and you can't even get a cup out of your cupboards because everything is full, it impacts people on a daily basis. And I think that's what the new year kind of brings to people, that urgency of, I want things to change. I want things to be different. And how am I going to get there?
Absolutely. Something that I've learned firsthand, both in my own situation, when I embarked on my decluttering journey with you a couple of years ago, but also I've been helping my dad. I hope he won't mind me saying, been going to his house and helping him get rid of stuff. Start small. I know we talked about this before, but it's really the key, because it can be overwhelming if you think, oh my goodness, I've got a whole house here. I need to sort every single room out, every single drawer. It's just so overwhelming. And you just have to start literally one drawer at a time or one cupboard at a time. And even if it takes you a whole day to go through a drawer of stuff, you know, take everything out, throw away what you don't want, recycle what can be recycled, take to a charity shop what can go to charity, resell things if you can, and then make a home, find a space for everything else. Even if it takes you a whole day to do a drawer, you've done a drawer.
I know. It's all about celebrating those wins, isn't it? I think we as people are so easily like, oh, I haven't done this and I haven't done that and I haven't achieved this. But I think what we try to do here in the Declutter Hub is to celebrate those wins. Let's write down what you have done and don't berate yourself of all the things you haven't done. You need to turn it around and go, okay, I might not have done that, but I've done this drawer, I've done this shelf, I've done this cupboard. And if you look the things you have done, you start to feel more positive about it. And I mean, I know, Hannah, you're our star pupil of the Declutter Hub. I know you did our challenge a couple of years ago, and it really spurred you into a lot of life-changing decisions. And of course, it's music to my ears that you're now helping your dad. I mean, we see it a lot with our parents. They're getting older and they have a lifetime worth of stuff in their houses. And suddenly, you know, we think, oh gosh, they are getting elderly. We start to worry about them. We think about trip hazards. We think about the house is full of stuff that need to be tackled one day. And I think it's really important that that family members or children kind of get on board with their parents and go, you know, I would love for you to start thinking about this stuff. Do you want to leave all this to me to sort out, you know, when you either downsize or go into assisted living or whatever happens? There's a lot of decisions. And I think, of course, what we see a lot as well, elderly people get a lot less mobile as well. So we have to, they can't lift as much. They can't carry as much. So they need assistance. And I think I love it that you're helping your dad. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, people need to want to get rid of stuff. That's the other thing. It's not always easy just because you're saying, okay, we need to get rid of some stuff. Some people, it can be very difficult to let go, because there's things that, you know, that have cost money that you've spent money on over the years. And I think it's much easier for the younger generation. We're very different in terms of throwing things away and buying new things. And I just remember from even my childhood growing up, my parents and my grandparents, there was a lot of make do and mend, that kind of attitude from the war. Of, you know, if something's broken, fix it. You know, you don't chuck it out and buy a new one, whether that's white goods in the kitchen, whether that's clothing, you know, it's always making things, you know, re-mending things. And you can end up with a house full of stuff that needs to be mended and hasn't been yet. so many things that are broken, but they're so nice. They were really nice. And people just hold on to it. It can be very difficult getting rid of stuff, can't it?
Oh, yes. The just in case is a very, very strong emotion that people hang on to things just in case, because you never know when it might come in handy. But I think it's finding the balance between, is the just in case actually blocking me from living the life I want to lead? Or is it actually going to help me towards the life that I want? And I think what we see a lot is that the balance is not right. And I think if there are too many things to mend, too many projects, too many things to finish up, it can become a burden as well. And we see that a lot with people who love to craft. They are so artistic, and they love, you know, painting and crocheting and knitting and embroidering and stamping and everything. And they get excited about a new thing all the time, but they end up with a room or a house full of stuff. And in the end, it's like, but now I've got so many unfinished projects. I feel stress of everything that's unfinished. And I feel I can't finish anything up because I don't have the room now to work in it anymore. And I think that's when it's important to go, okay, but what do you enjoy? What do you like? Let's make space for that so you can actually find the time. Because I think the thing is with a lot of clutter, and you know this as well, Hannah, it takes a lot of clutter, takes up a lot of time to rearrange and sort and clean and move and find homes for. The less stuff you have, the more time you have to actually do the things you want to do.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And decluttering, I saw that you wrote this in a recent email, and I thought, well, I must bring this up with you. Decluttering is a process and not a project.
Yes. Yes. I think a lot of people hope that we have a silver bullet or a magic wand and you just declutter your life once and then you're done. It's just not as simple as that. It's an ongoing journey. The nice thing is that the good news, and I would like to start, of course, this year with good news. Yes, the first time when you declutter an area is the hardest. But if you then declutter it and then come back to it, it's easier the second, the third time, the fourth time around, because things start to find a home. They're going to finding their place. You're going to stop buying things over and over and over again because you know where things are in your home. So you're making it easier for yourself. But I am a professional organizer, you know, and for I think 12 years now, I still have to declutter my house. It's one of the things in life. If stuff comes in and if you buy it or people gift it to you or you pick up a freebie somewhere, something has to done with that. And if some stuff comes in, stuff has to leave. There's only so many cupboards that the house has.
Yes, exactly. But it's true that the first time you do it, it takes the longest amount of time and is the hardest part, I guess. But if you keep trying to remember obviously where things are, all the homes that you've created for things. If you keep going with that, then there's no reason that it needs to be another big job. It's just a becomes a new way of life, isn't it? You know where things go and that's where they go. If you start putting them in a different place, then at some point you're going to have to declutter and put them where you really want them to be. So it's just making sure you're continuously putting things in their right place. And then, it doesn't need to be a big deal again.
I think that you hit on something very crucial there, Hannah. I think you need to declutter something in your house, the areas, the rooms, the cupboards, etc. But then comes the crucial part. It's the daily reset. It's the daily tidying up of stuff. It is when you've made a sandwich, it's putting your knife and the your plate in the dishwasher to have it cleaned and not leave it. It is when you have wrapped a present, it's putting the sticky tape and the scissors back to where they belong, and the wrapping paper in its right place. Because once you start to do those little things, if it takes less than a minute, do it there and then. Don't leave it. Because I think what a lot of people have cluttered, they leave stuff, and that's when you get little random piles of stuff everywhere. And then it's like, how did I end up with all this chaos? Why is there all these random things together in one pile? It's the tidying up that's really important, that you need to do that on all the time. It is, somebody takes off their socks next to the sofa or their shoes. When in the evening before you go upstairs, you take your socks and you put them in the laundry basket. Don't leave them in your living room. Hmm. And all of these little small habits will really help you to get a tidier house. And when everything is a little bit tidier, it's much easier to then do your decluttering and your cleaning and your laundry and your shopping and all of that thing. It all fits together. It's a glove that fits together.
Yeah. It must be very difficult when you've got people in a household and you've got one person who's, and I'm not going to generalize and say that it's normally the woman, because that's not necessarily the case at all. No. So I'm not going to say that at all. But often you might have somebody who's really tidy, clean and tidy and wanting to clear up as they go along all the time. And then somebody else, it could be the children, it could be one of the partners in the household, who tends to leave things and doesn't clear up after themselves, whether it's in the kitchen or socks on the floor, towels on the bathroom, that kind of thing. And that can be very, very difficult, can't it? Because it's not just down to you doing your thing. You need everybody in the household to kind of be working together.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's probably one of the most reasons why couples or family have arguments. It's the clutter. It's the stuff. And I think what is important is then really to talk about, some rules, communicating together. You don't want the clutter to be a massive argument all the time. No. And yes, there will always be a person who's more tidier than the other. That doesn't mean that burden always has to fall on that person. But maybe you can then negotiate and go, okay, I know I'm tidier than you, but you are better at ironing or grocery shopping or laundry or whatever it is, or DIY or hoovering the ground floor every other day because we've got two dogs and a cat. You need to negotiate. And I mean, in my house, I do a lot of the tidying because it is, of course, in me to do that. But of course, I also have told the rest of my family members they need to, there need to be some help here. But I know I still would do 70% of the bulk because I don't see it as a chore. I see it as doing my future self a favor. If I just pick up those socks and not going to worry about it, I'm going to throw them in the laundry. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, that makes me happy. And it means that I won't have to be annoyed that somebody didn't do it because it's a waste of energy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it's true. So many arguments come down to communication or lack of communication. So if people know where they are, if you do have one person who does most of the tidying and hopefully enjoys it like you, that's a huge plus. And you can say, okay, well then maybe if you're in charge of taking the bins out, doing the shopping, whatever, making sure everyone's doing their bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important that children get chores as well, you know, doing the recycling, putting their plate in the dishwasher, hanging up their towel. You know, this won't all happen overnight. If things have been cluttered and chaotic for a long time, just mentioning it three times is not going to change a lifetime habit. You know, I occasionally feel like a broken record, Hannah. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah. But I want them to learn that, because I think for me it's important, and I don't want to feel that I'm the only one who finds it important. And I think they've now, because I've told them so many times, they're like, oh yeah, oh gosh, there was something with this towel that we have to hang it up. And then it becomes ingrained in their habits. But if, you know, if they've never hung up anything, or I've always dropped everything on the floor, you can't expect children after three times of going, you need to pick that up, that they do automatically do that. Mm. That takes time, but you will help yourself. I know it. And you know what? It is sometimes easier just to go, you know what? Everybody's had a busy day. I'm just going to do it myself and pick your battles. But yeah. I think overall, if you can get a little bit of cooperation, it will go a long way. I always say, people, this is not a hotel. We all live here.
Definitely. And in terms of where to start, if I know you do your things at the beginning of the year, is it too late for people to register now?
No, it's not. We're starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Because, of course, today it's kind of a day to catch up, and everybody still has a bank holiday. So we thought, let's start with the challenge tomorrow. It's our Reset Your Home Challenge. We would love for everybody to join in. You can go to declutterhub.com/RYH. And indeed, we're talking about four areas in the home. We give a little bit of homework. We have bonuses. We go live every day with all the challengers. And we teach you the basics, the emotions that are involved in decluttering. And we're going to talk, of course, about some different rooms. We've got some different elements this year as well, some new bonuses as well. So, yeah, we're excited about it. So if you'd like to know more about our challenge, declutterhub.com/RYH.
Great. Sounds good. Can you give us a little insight into the kind of thing people will be doing?
Yes, yes. So we are going to talk about kitchens, of course. It's such an important room in the home. Brand new for this year is we're going to talk about the bathroom and why a bathroom is so important to keep clean and tidy. We're going to, of course, talk about clothing, such an important, the bedrooms, the clothing, the wardrobes. And we're going to talk about those daily resets that I mentioned earlier, that little maintenance that you have to do to tidy up. What is a non-negotiable, for example? What do you need to do every day to make sure that all the basics, the most important things are done? We're going to explain that as well. And we'll be answering, of course, lots of organizing questions, decluttering and organizing questions. So, yeah, we love it. We love it. We're so excited. We can't wait.
And it's great for people just to have that direction as well, instead of just thinking, okay, I need to start decluttering, or where do I start, or I don't know, and feeling really overwhelmed. If you've just got you guys saying, okay, today we're going to look at kitchens, and you go, okay, right, kitchen, and then you've just got that direction to be in your kitchen, look at all your food items, check that everything's in date, take out all your pots and pans, cleaning the shelves, all that kind of stuff. It's just that direction of where to start, basically.
It's really important. And I think that's what a lot of people really enjoy within our Declutter Hub. It's that we keep it really small, because we want people to succeed. So we give small pieces of homework, solid information that you can really work with, food for thought. So our challengers have light bulb moments, but also a small bit of like, okay, this is what we want you to focus on today, because you can't do a whole kitchen and a whole bathroom and a whole bedroom. It's far too much. But what you can say, focus on your, I don't know, Tupperware today. And that's what we're going to do. And then it's so nice to see, hey, I've done it. I feel good about this. And then people want to move on. Breaking it down, exactly what you said, Hannah, at the start of the interview, breaking it down very, very small chunks, so you feel that you're being positive.
Mm, yes. And it's a great feeling when you've done it.
Oh, There's nothing better. I mean, I still love it. And I'm already thinking, oh, it's 2023. What is on my list for this month? And I've made a couple of things. I mean, I haven't taken down my Christmas decorations yet because we were away over Christmas. And I thought, and my kids were like, no, leave the tree up a little bit longer. So that's one of my jobs. And I definitely need to do some filing of my paperwork. That's also on my list. So yeah, I'm excited. I always like to do that in January for some reason. Maybe because it's so dark.
Yes.
Like, okay, I just need to find a job that's indoors and that I can just sit and kind of snuggle up with the blanket, but I can just still feel that I'm doing something very positive. So paperwork is always a big one for me in January.
Yes, good idea. Well, thank you, Ingrid. Always an inspiration chatting with you. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do when I'm going to get home now. So if people want to sign up for the Reset Your Home Challenge in the new year, it starts tomorrow. So go to declutterhub.com/RYH, standing for Reset Your Home. Ingrid Jansen, thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks, Hannah. I appreciate you so much. And thank you so much for having me. See you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.